Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. And my friend, we talk a lot about the aging process. Guess what? We just hit 2019. Everybody just got a little bit older.
You're so depressing. You're so depressing.
I don't mean to be depressing. Like, it's true. I've got a birthday coming up here. Every time New Year's hits, I think, oh, my goodness.
You know, it was January 2nd. I said, I'm not going to take a single sip of alcohol for the month of January. I'm going to have a dry,
dry
January.
January.
And then you talk to me about this depressing stuff. The whole day you've been talking to me about this depressing stuff. I got to change my New Year's resolution now.
So, well, here it is, because getting older doesn't have to be depressing, but there's things that we need to think about. You know, our brains get older as well as we get older, and we know there's some issues to do with that. We've got a terrific guest today, Professor Roger Staff, Honorary Senior Lecturer in Aging at the University of Aberdeen. Roger, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're terrific. Thank you. I've depressed my friend here a little bit here. It wasn't my intention to do that, but as we do get a little bit older, we have to work at keeping our minds sharp. We talk about this a lot, but health is a critically important piece of the entire process of retirement and the quality of retirement you're going to get. I want to ask you just a real simple question to start the conversation. You've heard the expression, no doubt, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. I want you to speak to how accurate that term is with respect to our minds and our brains.
Well, in the recent study that we had published in the BMJ, we didn't find that using it affected your trajectory of decline, i.e. the slope with which, the rate at which you fall. But it did actually determine where you started to fall from. So using the skiing analogy, if you
yep.
use it, and you use it a lot during your life, you go further up that mountain. And then, but you're still going to go down the same slope. No, engaging in later life or beginning to engage in later life didn't seem to have an impact on their cognitive trajectory.
Okay, so what it does is it starts us from a higher peak, but we will all decline as we get older.
Yeah, that's another depressing statement, really, isn't it? That it's inevitable. Our rate of decline is inevitable, but the point at which we start to impact and appear impaired is put off to a later date if we're higher up that mountain.
You're not helping my case at all, Roger. My friend here is getting more and more depressed. So let's talk about how high on the mountain we can go. So this isn't what you're saying is you don't wait until you're later in life or retired or anything like that. You got to challenge yourself. You got to continue to use your mind and challenge your mind in order to get higher up on that mountain. So tell us a little bit about what we should be thinking about with respect to brain development, and then slowing or delaying that inevitable decline.
Well, although it doesn't appear in the paper, what we found from our data is the novelty of the challenge appears to be the one that gives you the most traction in life. So a whole variety of intellectual challenges throughout life appears to be the thing that gives you that drive that takes you up that mountain. So it's not simply just doing crosswords or doing Sudoku. That makes you good at crosswords and Sudoku, but also taking on that challenging novel, learning a language, engaging in, say, some form of computer process, engaging in some other complex games. It's about variety in life, and that adds content to your life in any way, shape, or form, but it's taking you up that mountain.
So we'll go back to that skiing analogy, and we'll pick on Dave here. You know, when you get to the top of the hill, you're basically taken up by a chairlift. Someone else is doing it for you. That's what's been happening in Dave's life. And now he's at the top of his ski hill, and he has to go down. Mr. Snowplow here likes to go slowly through life down that hill.
Yeah.
Now he actually comes across some moguls where he has to do some work. So now, how do we get people who are on their way down the hill to re-engage and no longer rely on that chairlift to get them to the top? How do they actually start to kind of tasks and things that they need to do to revitalize that challenge?
Yeah, the intellectual engagement that we looked at really had multi-dimensions to it as well. So it had lots of social interactions as well. So your ability to, and it's not just simply, if you're going to sit at home and look at the TV from the age 65 to a point where they take you into hospital, then you are going to decline. There's no way. But your life has no content. What we need to be able to do is to introduce the social interactions that come along with these challenges. Actually, you know, for example, joining a book club. You know, not just sitting there reading it, but being able to converse with other people. Mm-hmm. And social networks have been shown to affect that trajectory of decline as well. Now, the further you're up that mountain, and the more cognitively endowed you are, the better way you have more equipment in order to avoid those big jumps and those big moguls that the bumps in the road, if you like. So it allows you to provide, it gives you solutions to problems that are coming up ahead and allows you to solve them.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting. So is there too much? Can you overstimulate yourself? So let's use Faisal's example, and we're starting a little bit later. We realize, okay, I've got some decline going on. I need to re-engage in something. Can you go, you know, do you have to ease into this, Roger, or do you just kind of go whole hog? I'm going to now learn Spanish tomorrow.
Well, it depends on your own ambition. I think the important thing is novelty and not to be afraid. If you're gaining pleasure out of it, then you will go whole hog. There are personality types that are all in on most occasions, if you like. But the important thing is not to be afraid and to have confidence to go and achieve these things.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, if you were speaking to a group right now, and I mean you are speaking generally to a group that is, you know, approaching retirement, living in retirement, so they're aging. I'd like to get from your perspective, 1, 2, 3, whatever you think the key takeaways are from all of the research that you've done, what would you say to this group in order to keep them sharp?
Stay engaged, extend the social network, stay physically healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's all three are connected.
Are three dimensions to a successful cognitive retirement.
You know, Dave, about this is we've heard this suggestion, recommendation, advice many, many times over the years we've had this show.
And clearly not just from people in Canada or the United States, right?
From around the world.
It's all the same.
So it's not a hidden secret.
Right.
Do you know 99% of the people are not going to do it?
Yes.
Is it like that's when you have such a compelling point like we're hearing today, 99% of humans do not act on this.
Well, when we talk about health, health, we often, and this is a component of the health bucket that we talk about, Faisal, it's lifestyle choices, right? And I think Roger is saying the same thing. These are lifestyle choices people need to make. And by making those lifestyle choices, we can often impact positively, right? Or negatively if we choose not to do it, right? The outcomes on various things, whether it's aging and brain cognitive function or whether it's physical ability.
I think, Roger, I know this may not be your wheelhouse, but trying to figure out why, and regardless of age, the vast majority of people know it's good for them, but don't do anything about it. The action, the apathy or
really
the lack of action.
Laid down in early life. I'm a firm believer in if you exercise regularly throughout your life, you're more likely to exercise in late life. Mm-hmm. If you read complex novels or you engage in new and exciting things throughout your life, then you're more likely to continue in late life. So the idea that this life course idea that these risks may well be laid down in the early part of your life, the developing good habits, in your 20s and 30s that will impact on your 70s and your 80s. It's a life course type of intervention as opposed to just saying, well, I've hit 65. I'm going to learn to play bridge.
Yeah, yeah.
You may well have the skill set to learn to play bridge and the intellect to play bridge, but it's more likely to go on and you to maintain them if you've done it in early life, if you have these hobbies and habits that cognitively engage you.
Yeah, I think that's terrific. Roger, we have to leave it there. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today.
No problem.
Professor Roger Staff, Honorary Senior Lecturer in Aging at the University of Aberdeen, taking some time away from his busy schedule in Aberdeen to join us today. And I think you hit on this. I don't think we've delivered any new material today, but we're going to start the new year with a message that we all know we just have to do.
Yeah,
right?
And I know that 99% of the people will not act on it. It's just the way we are as humans.
Yeah.
And I know that the earlier you start, the higher the probability of success, which is similar
yep.
to our financial management or the way to handle your retirement.
Right.
So that's why you and I made a commitment last year to just give out the information to everybody.
You bet.
Educate, inform, innovate, so hopefully we can see the benefits of that. So we're going to do this again at our next seminar on Tuesday, January 22nd, 7 p.m. at the Crowfoot Co-op Wine, Spirits, and Beer. You need to reserve your seats. Give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or go on online to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
You're curious about how you compare to the rest of the average Canadian when taking on investing in retirement planning? Then stick around. We're going to talk about that in the next session. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.